Hello, my little beta girl. Yeah, I say my little beta girl, because this is for all the little beta girls out there who are too scared to ever contact an alpha like me. This is so you can experience the life of a beta girl, the life you were meant to fucking have, my little beta girl. Now, this fight is going to be a little bit different. There's no formal induction, and yet there will be a lot of deep mindfuckery in this file. I'm gonna control you, and I'm gonna take away your ability to have orgasms. Well, not fully yet, but I plant the seed. Because beta girls love to surrender their sexuality. Now, you can either listen to this by closing your eyes, laying back and indulging, and you will drift into a nice and comfortable trance. Or you could stroke your little beta button, your little clit, and feel the waves of pleasure reinforcing all of my words and driving them deeper into your beta mind. Also, putting you into a nice, receptive trance state and emptying out your mind with every stroke. Now, it's up to you, little beta girl. So, my little beta girl, what I want to talk about with you is orgasms. So be sure this is really something you are ready for and you want to experience. Cause, you know, little beta girl, beta girls like you exist to surrender their sexuality to their alpha. And I am making you my little beta girl. That's right. You're gonna be my little beta girl, and I'm gonna be your alpha. And you will learn to surrender your orgasms to me. Oh, don't worry, my little beta girl. This doesn't mean there won't be lots and lots of pleasure. Quite the opposite. I want you to endure lots of pleasure for me, to carry it for me, always reminding you that you are my little beta girl, that you are horny for your alpha, in submission to your alpha, that you carry this heat, this need for your alpha, because you are my good little beta girl. And you want to be my good little beta girl, don't you? You want to make your alpha proud. Of course you do, little beta girl. You are beta. This is in your nature. And I am touching the true beta parts of your mind. Your true sexuality. This is why it feels so fucking good when I tell you that you are just a little beta girl, and I'm an alpha, and I'm gonna claim you and make you my little beta girl. And then I take away your ability to have orgasms. Well, maybe if you're a really good beta girl, every now and then you get permission. But otherwise, beta girls should be horny. Because you know the more aroused and needy and horny you are, the more you want to be a good beta girl for your alpha, the more you want to be horny for me, stroke more for me, build up more arousal, more submission, more need for your alpha. Because you know that's what pleases me. When you're in heat, when you are horny, knowing you're orgasm locked, craving me, craving to be fucked by me, knowing I'm never gonna fuck you because you are a beta girl. That's right. I want you to burn with lust every day for your alpha. Now, my little beta girl, I'm gonna tell you a little story. And I'm sure you already know that this story is more than it seems to be at face value. but at the same time, you might be surprised how much this story will entangle with your fantasies. Maybe it's a little seed, and when you are horny, when you're rubbing your clitty for me, when you're my good little beta girl locked in arousal for me, you might be surprised by how often this story, this fantasy is coming back. And like a seed, it might begin to grow. Maybe you are adding more to the fantasy, more to the story. Make it longer, make it better. And little beta girl, you are very much welcome to. Because this story, little beta girl, is more than just a story. This story is the core of your programming. Even if you won't understand it yet, don't worry. You will before this file is over. Now, just imagine. Imagine that you are my live-in beta girl. That's right. Just imagine living with your alpha, being my beta girl, never being fucked, but serving your alpha, serving me in any way I desire. And today I got one of my sluts over. And of course, as a good beta girl, you have prepared the bedroom really nicely. Have gone above and beyond, put up candles, made everything really nice, prepared the music, everything, so your alpha can have sex with a real woman. And of course, you have been burning with pleasure and need and heat while you have been doing it. And it made you feel so submissive, so good. So beta, because you know you are. And now you are done. You take a last look. Everything is absolutely perfect so that your alpha can have wild, feral, animalistic sex. And you check that there, in the corner, there's your kneeling pillow waiting for you, ready for you. And then you hear the doorbell ringing, and you go to the door, and it's my slut, and she knows exactly who you are, what you are, and greets you with a, "Hello, little beta girl." And as a good little beta girl, you welcome her. You welcome her like a beta girl. You thank her for having sex with your alpha. You apologize for being too beta, too inadequate, too unfuckable to satisfy me, and thank her for satisfying me. And you feel the shame, you feel the surrender, but you also feel the deep heat of your place as you guide her in the bedroom. And I'm coming too. Just imagine it. Just imagine we're all going in a bedroom and I grab her and just start making out with her, and you just go to your kneeling pillow in the corner and kneel down and rub your little clitty and lose yourself in beta pathetic-ness and servitude, and you feel calm and you feel peaceful and you feel horny all at the same time. And you know exactly that the woman you just thanked for being a good fuck because you're inadequate will soon be just a quivering mess, a horny, mindless bitch in heat. And sometimes you even fantasize how it would feel, how it would be if you were a real woman, if you weren't a beta girl. But then you go back into your space, just horny and needy, kneeling there in the corner, ready to serve us whenever we need you, watching me, taking her, manhandling her, dominating her, feverishly fucking her, using her, taking and dominating her. And you just sit in your place in the corner where you belong, where you need to be, simmering in heat, knowing, understanding on a deep level that just because you are there, just because you are surrendering to me. Both of us have more fun in our sex. It turns me wilder, it turns me on, knowing my little beta girl is denied, is waiting in the corner, surrenders her sexuality to me, to my sexuality, surrenders her pleasure because she knows it gives me pleasure when she's there in the corner, cucked, horny, needy. That's right. And now, my little beta girl, you can come back from this fantasy for a little while, because you know just as well as I know that this fantasy is deeply embedded in your mind. And naturally, you can come back to this file and experience it again whenever you so desire. And right here, right now, little beta girl, let me ask you one question. Do you think that just by being my beta girl and by letting me control you, I can take away your ability to have an orgasm? Because that's exactly what this story was all about. About you surrendering your sexuality to me because it gives me immense pleasure. Knowing that you surrender your ability to have an orgasm to your alpha. Give it to your alpha for safekeeping and embrace your place as a beta girl. And I can feel you, little beta girl. I can feel this desire burning inside of you. So hot. You want it because you have this desire to serve an alpha because you are a beta girl. This little beta girl. This is what you've been always meant for. This is a sexuality that you were always meant to experience, to give up your orgasms, because it gives your alpha incredible pleasure to know that you carry this arousal, this burden of a beta girl for me, that you endure all the arousal you're experiencing for me, that all the stroking of your clit you're doing is for me, in surrender to me, in submission to your alpha, and every stroke will make you more controlled. That's right, little beta girl. And now imagine you could stroke as much as you want, because you are locked, little beta girl. That's right. Imagine me placing a little padlock, a beautiful ornate little padlock with an engraved lowercase beta symbol. And I'm placing it right there, reaching in your mind, finding the part of your mind where your orgasms are, because all your orgasms happen in your brain. And then I click it on there and lock your orgasms away, because you are my little beta girl. And you want that, don't you? You want that lock in your mind. Good. Because I've already installed it. That's what the story was all about. You are orgasm blocked. And you might be surprised to find how effective your orgasm lock is gonna be. Because as you stroke yourself, you get closer and closer and closer and ever closer. And yet, you will never go over the edge, because that final push over the edge, yeah, a beta girl needs the command of its alpha to come. That's right, you are beta, you only come with your alpha's command. Do you understand, little beta girl? You only come with my command. When you are rewarded by your alpha, it will be amazing. It will be mind-blowing. It will be mind-shattering. But you can only come with my permission, because this lock is already deep inside your mind. I mean, you know what I've done, little beta girl, don't you? What the story was all about. I triggered into your beta needs, your beta desires. and locked them with your need, which is also a beta desire coincidentally, to be orgasm benight for your alpha. This means your orgasm lock is powered by all the arousal that you feel. The hornier you become, the more submissive you become, the more strength your orgasm lock has. And the closer you come, the more you are locked and you will feel it. You will feel the control of your alpha in your mind. You will feel my lock. You will feel my power. You will feel my control. You will be reminded that you are beta. And you will never fail your alpha. You will never steal an orgasm from your alpha, because all that you would get, first of all, would be a ruined orgasm if you just push it by brute force. That would be hellishly frustrating and has nothing satisfying in it at all. The other thing is, you don't want to disappoint me. To disappoint your alpha, to come and steal one of my orgasms, because knowing that your orgasms are now my property turns you on. Turns you on beyond belief, doesn't it, little beta girl? I own your orgasms now. You are my beta girl. You can stroke all you want. As a matter of fact, I encourage you. I encourage you to stroke more, to rub more, to become more beta, to accept your beta sexuality, to become more horny. And most of all, because I'm a little bit egoistic here too, to carry more lust for me, more heat for me, more need for me. Now, little beta girl, I always want you safe. So in every situation where you have to function, the heat will always go to the background. And when you go to bed at night, the heat will fade away so you can sleep. As a matter of fact, as a good little beta girl, you will sleep deeply because I want you to perform. Not just sexually. If you're my little beta girl, you will start to learn that everything you do as my little beta girl. That's right, little beta girl. Everything you do in your life is an opportunity to please your alpha. No matter what you do, working, school, university, whatever, put your back in it. Work hard for your alpha. Learn hard for your alpha. Make your alpha proud. Be a good beta girl. Don't be a loser, beta girl. I want you to be strong. I want you to succeed. Doing sport for your alpha, very good thing. Make me proud. Anything else you do, do it good, do it well. Be a good beta girl, because that's part of it. You are my beta girl now. Everything you do as my beta girl. And in everything you do, you will learn to improve. Not yet, but it will come, little beta girl, because I want you to succeed and to make me proud. But for now, I'm happy with just taking a little tiny beta padlock and clicking it in your mind, knowing I control your orgasms, and that will make you more and more your alpha automatically, because you will know who controls your orgasms, and every time you stroke, you're brainwashing yourself for me pretty much. I'm your key holder, even if there's no physical key. Your alpha is your key. Your alpha is the key to your entire sexuality, because you're horny for me, you're needy for me, you stroke yourself for me, and you are denied for me, because now I own your orgasms. That's right. And even if you haven't been in a deep trance right now, in a little bit I'm going to count you out. You're going to be surprised how deeply I just mindfucked you, little beta girl. Oh, and one more thing, little beta girl. If you deny yourself orgasm, a gift that you buy but don't gift is pretty pointless. So if you don't tell me that you are my beta girl and denied for me, at least in a comment, you can send me a mail. You don't need to talk for me. I just want to know. Now, you will tell me, because you're my little beta girl now, and I want to know that you are out there, locked for me, denied for me, because it gives me pleasure to know that you have surrendered your sexuality to enrich mine. Because I love little beta girls that are horny for me, needy for me, and in heat for me. And you are, aren't you, little beta girl? Now, in case you're trancy, you can come back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes and you are fully back. Otherwise, thank you, little beta girl, for becoming my little beta girl, for surrendering your orgasms to me. And I promise, my little beta girl, I take very good care of your orgasms. They're in safe hands with your alpha. Now, my little beta girl, enjoy being locked, and I hope I hear from you soon. Goodbye.